Welcome to Simple and Scriptural. I'm here with Pastor Tom Leek of Hope Bible Church. And today, Pastor Leek is answering the question of why is it important that we believe Jesus was raised from the dead bodily? This is the sixth question in our Grounding Your Faith series. And it's a fairly important one because Christ was raised from the dead, and that's a tenet of Christianity.
That is something that Christians have been talking about and affirming on Easter for centuries, that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. In fact, you could say from the earliest Christian documents and the earliest Christian preaching, the Christian hope is that there is a bodily resurrection from the dead, that once someone dies, that's not the end. There is more. There's life after death. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead in human history, that is, he bodily came out of the tomb in which he was laying, and he proved that he had defeated death. That doctrine, that historic truth, has been important to the Christian faith from its inception. It is the Christian hope. Really, if death isn't defeated, then Christianity is discredited. Christianity is the only religion in the world that claims to have defeated death. That is, Jesus Christ defeated death. That he died literally, bodily, he died publicly, he was buried, he was in the tomb for parts of 3 days, and then he came out alive, showed himself to many, let them handle his body, see the nail marks in his hand, and prove that he was indeed risen from the dead. That is the original message of Christianity. Now, what that also shows is that God cares for the whole person. A lot of people think only that God is interested in saving their soul, but the Bible says, no, he's going to redeem the body also. Romans chapter 8, for example, speaks of the future and the redemption of the body. Mentioning Romans, the book of Romans says that this resurrection from the dead proved that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He said he was going to be raised from the dead before he died, then he died, and then he raised himself from the dead. Amazing, startling, that the greatest enemy of mankind, which is death, has now been defeated by Jesus Christ, and he promises to everyone who trusts him, everyone who believes him, everyone who follows him, that he will also raise their bodies from the dead, no matter how long they've been in the grave, no matter what happened to their bodies, no matter how much it's disintegrated, their body will be supernaturally, powerfully risen to a new state, a greater state, a kind of bodily existence which we can't even completely define today. And so really none of the other religions of the world have been able to produce someone who has been raised from the dead.
So that's why it's important for us to believe that Christ rose from the dead with his body, not his spirit, that this wasn't some spiritual...
That's right. Some of the cults, some of the false teachers would say, well, he rises from the dead in our hearts when we think about him, or he rose somehow spiritually, but his body remained dead. That's not a resurrection. The very word resurrection in Greek refers to a bodily resurrection.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leek of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question that you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, just visit the website of simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.